When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jerry Greason is my husband.
I was fixing to say, are you married to Jerry Greason?
I am.
So you know Brenna Ellis.
I love Brenna.
Brenna's one of my favorite people in the entire
world. I love her, yes. My awesome. Son calls her Brennia.
That's yes. Awesome.
Yes.
Sorry.
All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast. I'm going to just go ahead and say it. Women shouldn't be athletic trainers. That's what Stephanie just told me, that somebody told her whenever she was starting out. How, like, ridiculous. So she started out in a small town in Lubbock, Texas, and the athletic trainer told her women shouldn't be athletic trainers. And then here we are 31 years later, just a staple in the profession. Lots of people know Stephanie. She's done some amazing things. She's here at SWATA. We're at SWATA 2023, and we just want to share some of her story because I know that there's still people today that women today that are receiving that message, you shouldn't be in professional sports. You should stick with just women's sports. You should just do this. Maybe you should just stay home because you can't have kids and be an athletic trainer. So Dr. DJ Gilliland has introduced us and we're doing this. We're going to run this one together here live at SWATA 2023. And Stephanie also works with my friend Sean Reedy and Sam over in San Antonio with Beth Page Consulting, working with the Methodist Hospital there in San Antonio. But fantastic story, even just in the 2 minutes, 3 minutes that she shared it with me. So, DJ, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, I really just got the opportunity to meet Stephanie earlier today. Little did I know, I've probably met her before because I've been to UTSA and I just learned that Jerry Gleason is her husband.
Yes, Jerry's my husband. Yeah. Yes, he now works at Lackland Air Force Base.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's
enjoying semi-retirement.
Sort of,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, and then found out, you know, again, I just moved from Lubbock to Houston and I was at Texas Tech for 5 years and Friendship High School.
Yes.
Was where you did all of your undergraduate hours. Is that correct?
I did one semester with Nancy Carlton.
Yeah, Nancy Carlton. She's like the best.
She is probably the reason I am here.
That's awesome.
The beginning of it.
Well, she is the reason why a lot of people are in athletic training.
Uh-huh.
And she has done a fabulous job. She's now retired. You know, she kept telling us for several years, I'm going to retire. And she actually did it this year. And
we
were like,
amazing.
She sent me a text. She goes, I just want you to know, I sent my letter. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. You know,
she probably had the shakes when she was doing
it. She probably did. No, Nancy. But a couple of West Texas. I grew up in White Deer, Texas.
Yes.
Where'd you grow up?
I had a nomadic childhood, but I claim Midland, Texas,
okay,
my home.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I started
there.
Out as an Army brat. My daddy went into the oil business, so I became an oil brat,
yeah.
And now I'm just a brat.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, just share a little bit about how you ended up. You're the co-chair, is that correct?
I am the registration co-chair, yes.
Yeah, the registration co-chair for SWATA. This is, I can't remember what number of SWATA this is for me, but my first SWATA was back in 1990. I think it was 1995 was my first SWATA as a student, ironically at Hardin-Simmons, and we'll get to that later. Tell us about your first SWATA and then, you know, the impact that SWATA's had on you over the years.
Absolutely. So I was just telling DJ, you know, you don't ever realize when you're talking to fellow colleagues that, you know, their pathway is not similar to the structured, you know, role-modeled pathway that a lot of the athletic trainers have had. And so after visiting with Nancy and passing my LAT, I really didn't have great guidance. I'm pretty much a self-taught individual. I love to learn new things. But I absolutely fell in love. This was my passion then, and this was where I ended up and was meant to be. I don't, you know, regret anything.
Yeah.
But I was just telling DJ my very first SWATA. I mean, I didn't even really truly understand what continuing education was at that point.
And what year was that? Do you mind?
I'm trying to remember. I think it was probably around 93, 94-ish.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Somewhere around there. So when I came, I had just enough money to drive here from Lubbock and then drive back and food and to pay the on-site registration for SWATA. And I don't even remember how much it was at that time. But and then when I got here to register, there was somebody from NATA. Well, if you join NATA, it's only this much more, and you know, you'll get a discount on your SWATA registration. And and so I used all of my food money to sign up for the NATA.
Wow.
And so then I was staying in a really scary hotel, a little bit of a ways from here.
Yeah, there weren't the nice hotels back in the day around here.
No. Yeah. And then I stopped at a store and I got a loaf of bread and some peanut butter.
Wow. Crunchy or creamy?
Creamy. I'm a creamy
girl.
There,
yeah, here we go. Yeah.
And I came to SWATA. That was, you know, and I was went to my first one of my first meeting, and Kathy Schupot was speaking.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with her dynamic personality and how she can command a room. And being a female athletic trainer at the time and not having, I mean, I did have Nancy Carlton, but not having a lot of other role models or knowing. So I didn't know a soul. So I went up to her and I fumbled an introduction, you know, introduced myself to her after the meeting. And then the next year I introduced myself again. And then she eventually has, you know, been a good friend and has brought me in to, you know, she brought me in as parliamentarian to the TSATA and kind of started my volunteer role a little bit. Then I'd moved to Austin area and I met Greg Bauer.
Okay. Yeah.
And oh my word, the ripple effect that one person can have, positive or negative. But he is the reason I am a registration co-chair and that I have so many, you know, connections today, because
sure.
He knows everybody.
Yeah.
So. Well,
it's like we're like a family,
mm-hmm.
You know. You know, Jeremy, you know, he started this podcast how long ago?
10, 13 years ago, something like that.
It's really been that long?
Yep.
Wow.
I remember the first time I ever saw the podcast, you were at NATA, and you and Josh Woodall and Josh Yellen, I think, we're doing something at the time, and I just remember thinking to myself, we're now doing podcasts, you know, and it's been 10 years really.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I had been doing it a couple of years at the school by then.
Yeah.
By the time I did it in Houston. Yeah.
And so I just know, you know, getting to know Jeremy a little bit and the networking
mm-hmm.
is, and I don't really think of it as networking. I think it is relationship building. How would you describe it?
Oh my word. It's absolutely building these relationships. I had worked on the program committee for a little bit, and then I had rotated off from TSATA as the parliamentarian, and then I was kind of floundering a little bit and I wasn't really sure. And so, you know, we talk about involvement, you know, and sometimes I feel like that San Antonio to Austin I-35 corridor, you don't see a lot of individuals from our area volunteering. And David Gish, before he was president,
right.
He and I would have conversations, and I get emotional a little bit talking about him, because I remember sitting outside in the heat at a SWATA one year, and he's like, I'm going to run for president. I mean, you know,
yeah.
And we're going to get people involved from our I-35 corridor.
Yeah.
And then I started volunteering with Nikki Vincent.
Yeah.
At on the registration committee. She was the chair, her and Joe at the time. And then Joe
Ramirez, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Joe is an Abilene guy.
Yeah.
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 And then I couldn't, he couldn't make it. And so I stepped into that co-chair position. And, you know, that was around 2014 or so. And I've been Nikki. She's kind of rotated, moved up to the convention co-chair. And then I have Catherine Windsor now with me.
Which is great. Catherine
Oh, my
Windsor.
Gosh. She's so
fantastic.
Organized.
You know Catherine,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant
yeah.
girl. So, and so I, but, you know, there was always something missing a little bit. And so my husband has been such a blessing and an encouragement for me to really try to attain that BOC and get my national certification, get my master's. So I have struggled. I'm not going to lie. I'm now in school with the WWW. I didn't have that when I first went to school, the World Wide Web.
Oh, yeah, the World Wide Web. Yeah.
Yeah. But technology and stuff, you know, when you're self-taught and you're having to learn so much information, you know, it's nerve-wracking and it's difficult and it's been really challenging. But
so let me understand. So you're working on your master's degree right now.
I just started.
It's like first year, first semester.
First
summer. First summer. So
yes.
You're like a month in.
I'm a baby.
Baby. Awesome.
And these young people and their technology skills and having to make videos of palpation, and then my dog rings the bell and to go outside to go potty, and then I have to go, oh no, I'm almost done with this thing, or yeah. I get to the end, I don't know how to do all of the videos, and so I have to re-video and start over.
Challenging. Yeah, that's awesome. Yes. And what program are you going through?
Hardin-Simmons.
Mm-hmm. My alma mater,
yes.
Way back in the day.
Yes.
With David Stuckey.
Yes.
We probably need to get David Stuckey on a podcast someday.
I think that would be great.
He'd be a good one.
And Dr. Maybe. Smart, she, oh my word, I watch her videos online. She's so smart.
Like her name says. That's
yes.
awesome.
Yes.
And so you just started. Do you mind sharing how long you've been doing this, but now you're going back to get your BOC?
So in June, I finished 31 years.
31 years as a licensed athletic trainer in the state
yes,
of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I want to be a BOC athletic trainer.
At age 54 years old.
Holy cow. Mm-hmm. That's an amazing story.
Wow, thank you.
So what's the plan moving forward?
So one of the things, this last position I've had with San Antonio FC, my staff, I will say they value me and my input. And, I mean, to the point where it's brought me where I've got to do better. I've got to learn. And I am West Texas Friday Night Lights football. And so now I work with soccer, you know, football. And
yeah.
So I've had to really, really challenge myself to learn and to understand, and every day is something new. And the staff that I work with has been so encouraging and so brilliant, and the concepts that European soccer and development bring to our youth, not just with soccer, but all over.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of hoping that, you know, I still love where I'm at now, but I do want to continue to further my education and really do something great in, you know, keeping our kids healthy and safe on the fields,
awesome.
In that preventative aspect.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for taking time. I mean,
Absolutely.
We met a little bit over at the chairs meeting on Wednesday
yes.
evening, and then just kind of just shooting the breeze, really, and
mm-hmm.
making connections with Brenna Ellis and
yes.
your husband.
Yes.
And then we could probably sit here all day and talk about the different people from
Absolutely.
West Texas.
Yes.
Buzz, we
yes.
talked about Buzz.
Yes.
And so, but thanks for your time. I know you got to get back to registration.
Yes.
We're about to close it up, but thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
For joining.
So
Jeremy
as we
mine.
Close it out, Stephanie, if there is a female athletic trainer or female that wants to be an athletic trainer or wants to work in pro sports or, you know, somewhere that is difficult for them, what is your one-liner, your encouragement for them?
Go for it. I mean, women can do anything. I mean, and I don't think it should be like men or women. I mean, you know, there are so many people that may not have the abilities of the next person. I mean, whether it's being a female or being, you know, having some sort of learning disability or, you know, some physical disability. You know, if you dream it, you can do it.
It's awesome.
Fantastic. Somebody wants to reach out, get a hold of you. What's going to be the best way?
The best way, they can find my information on the SWATA website under the registration chair, or come up and see me at SWATA, please. I would love to visit with you, hear your stories.
All right. Very cool. Dr. DJ Gilliland, University of Houston, Master of Athletic Training. Recent addition to the staff. They did good in the draft this year, right? First round pick?
Yeah, I was a
first round pick. See, there you go.
I might have been the only round. I don't know. But hey, we're
first
excited.
Round pick. You got to just
first
leave it at that.
I'm
going to
stick
go.
With that. I like that. First
All right, so
round pick.
How does somebody get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me. You can go to the University of Houston website, Health Human Performance. faculty staff. There, you can reach me there, or you can find me on Twitter at Dr. Gilliland. That's G-I-L-I-L-L-A-N-D. At Dr. Gilliland. You can find me usually on Twitter and advocating for the profession and our program. So
nobody can ever replace Dr. Josh Yellen. But when you just saying you University of Houston, HHP, that was every time Yellen was on the podcast, that's one of the things he would always do is HHP slash this and that, you know, like talking about the University of Houston Master Athletic Training Program. Yeah. So in case somehow you missed it, Yellen died in January and, you know, left a big hole here in the program in Houston. But DJ is coming, kind of stepping that in. But just one of those fun memories of, you know, of Josh.
Great guy.
All right, for Jeremy Jackson, Stephanie Greason, Dr. DJ Gilliland, live at SWATA 2023. And again, thanks to Sean Reedy and the Beth Page there team San Antonio, who's helped provide an opportunity for me to bring this here to you. And my sons are out there interviewing people in the hallway. So look for that stuff on Instagram or YouTube throughout the year as we just talk about the opportunities and engagement here at SWATA. Just like Stephanie said, jump in, get involved, meet people. Kathy's been on the podcast multiple times, and I'm sure she's been a mentor to many other women. She was a trailblazer. She was a president of GHATS. I think you said TSATA. She may have even been president. I don't know about SWATA, but she was a leader in SWATA. Yeah. Was she a president of SWATA?
I believe so.
I thought so, too.
But take that step and then just take the next one right afterwards. So we're going to call this one sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Stephanie Greason, and that's with a PH. Stephanie with a PH?
Yes, sir.
Stephanie Greason. So sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/Stephanie Greason, and that is a wrap.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.